You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back. It's In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. We're in the house for hour number two. A lot of Christmas talk. We're talking about your favorite movies. We got that poll up on the Twitter. Talking fantasy football. Took some listener questions. But I want to talk about this for a second. I almost wasn't going to, and I just for whatever reason, I got reminded of it. We got news today that LeVar Ball says he plans to start a league for high school graduates. Bogman, I'm going to really quickly read this. This is the ESPN article Darren Revell wrote. It said, LeVar Ball said Wednesday that he's launching a basketball league for nationally ranked players who have graduated from high school but don't want to go to college. I find that fascinating. I'm going to read more here, but I just want to focus in on that one sentence. A basketball league for nationally ranked players. So LeVar Ball is essentially saying, if you're good and you got a lot of attention, I want to help you out. If you're nobody, you better go to college. That's essentially what I read that as. You with me?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds very, very accurate. That sounds like something LeVar Ball would say.
Ball said his Junior Basketball Association, which he said is fully funded by his Big Baller brand, so we know it's going to be trash, plans to pay the lowest ranked player a salary of $3,000 a month and the best player $10,000 a month. Ball is looking for 80 players to fill 10 teams that will seek to play in the NBA arenas in Los Angeles, Dallas, Brooklyn, and Atlanta. He says getting these players in is going to be easy. This is giving guys a chance to jumpstart on their career to be seen by pro scouts, and we're going to pay them because someone has to pay these kids. Ball said the rules of the league will follow those of the NBA instead of college, 12-minute quarters, and a pro three-point line. I mean, yeah, Pavona just said it'll be the XFL of basketball. Like, no doubt. I mean, it's going to be a joke. LeVar, you know, I'm already saying this right now. LeVar Ball is going to be the coach of one of these teams. He's going to try to jumpstart his coaching career. All the players are going to be forced to wear Big Baller brand shoes.
Yep.
There's going to be a Big Baller brand symbol on every single jersey.
Let me ask you something. Can you afford Big Baller brand at $3,000 a month? I don't know if you can.
I don't think any. Well, 10,000. If you're a nationally ranked player and you're getting $10,000 a month, I think you can afford those trash shoes, those garbage $500 shoes that look like. They just look like a complete joke. I'd rather wear Starburys that were like $30 than I would those. His intentions are in the right place because it's a whole other conversation of collegiate athletes. You know, just essentially, unless you have a rich family, you're practically living in poverty. Guys sleeping in their cars, students not being able to get jobs, and teams and universities and whatnot just completely benefiting off of every aspect of them, just lining their pockets with money while these kids get nothing. The intention in that is correct. He is the worst and most wrong person to do this.
Yeah, I mean, this has to be more, you know, I mean, it sounds like he's put a little thought into it, but this just needs to be way more well thought out than something LeVar Ball has splashed together at the last minute because his kid went to prison in China. You know,
By the way, Pavona said they'll name them the Dallas Ballers, the Brooklyn Ballers, the L.A. Ballers. That's right. No, you're 100% right. Like, this is spawned from him sending his kids to Lithuania, and then he's going to start his own thing. This is not the guy to do it. Get a business person. Get someone that's been in basketball before. Do anybody but LeVar Ball.
How about Elon Musk?
Hello, boys and girls. It's Santa. And I'm about as real as your chances at a title if you don't have the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I have 24-hour operation of elves making toys, and you should have a 24-hour network of experts working for you, offering the latest news, advice, analysis, and cheerful and joyful entertainment. You'd better have the Fantasy Sports Radio Network on your phone or tablet device. Merry Christmas.
It's In This League.
You know my name, but who are you?
Just another American who saw too many movies as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
I was always kind of partial to
In This League.
Actually,
do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
Yippee-ki-yay! We're back in this league. I can't say the other part. or I lose $100.
Mr. Falcon.
It's a long-term bet.
That's how like TNT or TBS or one of them, they dubbed Mr. Falcon in instead of Mother Effer.
I got to be honest with you, like, there's nothing worse than dubbing. Like, just don't do it. Like, I think
just
they
bleep
do it.
It, right?
Well, I think they do the dubbing because even the bleeping might be a bit much for some people. There's nothing worse than, like, you can't do that. You can't bleep. Or you can't dub. Like, that's where, yippee-ki-yay, Mother Falcon. Like, no, don't do that.
Mr.
Please
Falcon.
Don't do that.
Yeah. No?
Well, I said Mother Falcon, so. Falcon. Pronunciation. Falcon.
What did you say? What was
Falcon.
It one more time? Oh.
Not losing $100. Yeah, no. Nothing is worse than dubbing. Please just bleep it. For all of our sake.
That's right.
Okay, so we already talked about one, in theory, huge mistake. I mean, dude, I would rather, I gotta be honest with you, like, the three, what was the three league with Ice Cube?
I just wanted to say Big Baller League. It was the, God,
the
what
three
was it?
Thing. The three guys.
Was it just the Big Three?
The Big Three. I think it was the Big Three. I didn't want to say it because I was like, oh, Big Baller Brand. Yeah, the Big Three. I mean, that was a good idea, but it serves a completely different purpose. I think there's more entertainment there. And LeVar Ball stuff is just, it's going to be an epic disaster. It's going to blow up. I don't know, but there are, but LeVar Ball is not the only one that has made huge, embarrassing mistakes. I got to tell you, I think this was an epic disaster of a mistake. Derek Jeter, the new, I guess, CEO, if that's officially what you call him, with the Marlins. He's one of the many owners that, you know, in the owner group, but he has become the face of the Marlins. He decided that he was going to do a town hall to season ticket owners. And I don't understand it. He says, I can't sit here and say, trust me. He says, you don't know me. You have to, well, I mean, everyone knows you, Derek Jeter. Please don't get off like you're some like, you know, unknown.
You've never heard of me. None of you have gotten one of my gift baskets.
Unknown.
That's
a good point. None of them did. But not like some businessman from, you know, Lithuania or some crap that we've never heard of. Everyone's heard of Derek Jeter. And he says, you're in trust over time. I know the organizations are sustainable over time. I know you have been thrown a lot. I can relate to it. No, you can't. All you do, have you done is one, and there is literally a picture of a baseball team of the most beautiful women on the planet that he has
Where's
been
this
with.
Picture? Send it to me.
No, what you know, even you've seen it, it's like the lineup. It's like Jessica Biel. Every beautiful woman
women,
that
yeah.
he's been with is it, so don't. Derek Jeter needs to not play the relate with me game because no, Derek Jeter cannot relate with anybody and no one can relate with Derek Jeter. He says,
my favorite part of this, the Welsh, before you get more into it, is the Marlins, man. Did you see any of the stuff with the Marlins, man?
Yeah, well, we can jump ahead then, because in this article, Lawrence Levy is his real name. He the big thing that got people laughing is he opened it up by saying, do you know who I am? Like the most arrogant thing on the planet. And he says, yeah, I've heard of you. And apparently he says he's not renewing his season tickets, which he's had since 1993.
Yeah, he's had them since the day the Marlins started. Which
he said,
is "Huge."
He won't pay major league prices for a AAA team. And then Jeter apparently, I think, and that's a great statement. Jeter laughed it off, and then he told Marlins man, "I'll let you throw out the first pitch with a 10-year plan." And guess what? I will put money down. That mother Falcon put down money for a 10-year contract.
Did you hear what he was demanding? He was demanding Marlins man Mondays, not Monday, not like one day. Marlins man Mondays.
For what? To re-sign?
Yeah, he was demanding it. He said that other teams have asked him to come and be their giant fan.
Oh God, he's the worst.
I mean, he's the worst. Is there somebody who's more self-important than Marlins man?
There's not a single person.
Paris Hilton. That's it.
Maybe. Yeah. But I mean, I'd rather watch Paris Hilton.
I mean, I've watched him do some stuff.
Yep. So. Jeter pointed that they got $265 million of relief when people were questioning the trade. He says, we gave a gift, right? Jeter said. I hope every gift I give returns $265 million, which I'm not going to lie. That's a pretty good line. That's like a pretty good line.
That's a good line, but you still like, I mean, look, not all fans are going to trust the process. This is something that you should expect. So, number one, either you should have a better plan on how to deal with these questions going in, or number two, don't have a town hall meeting. Just say, hey, look, people are going to leave. We get it. We know what's happening here. This is part of the process. People are going to leave. We're going to get better. They'll come back. That's how it works. Every
time. Fan said, you act like you ran out of money. You're not going to win here with dancing girls. You're going to win with the ball players who know how to win. The fans are elated. They're upset. That's what you're dealing with here. Well, not a good look.
Dancing girls? What, are they going to bring in cheerleaders?
Well, that's. I think they don't they have those? Like they have like the. Like well,
they
the,
had them for the
party
very
in center
first.
Field.
That's like the Clevelander. Well, they had. I remember they had, you know, the chicks with the feathers and all that stuff on the very first opening day that they had there. It was a whole. It was very very Latin, very Miami, a lot of flair and stuff going on. So I remember that. I didn't think it was something that they did every single day. No wonder Marlon's man stuck around so long.
Yeah, it's an odd thing. Lastly, it ended. With a fan, well, I don't think it ended, but the last part of it said, a fan told Jeter that she emailed her complaint to him, and then he said, you don't have my email address.
Maybe Derek Jeter is the only person more self-important than Marlins, man. You don't have my email address, honey. All right, you just don't have it. It's not the real one.
Yeah, that's
I wouldn't give you a gift basket, so there's no way that you have my email address.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, maybe he can give one. Maybe that's what he needed to do. Maybe that's really, you know what? Fair point. Instead of doing a town hall, give your classic gift basket that you give to all the ladies that left your New York penthouse. Give them an autographed ball, whatever else you put in there, maybe some wine, whatever it is that you did, give everybody else that and they would be A-okay.
My own book, it's How to Get Over Derek Jeter. I think that comes in the basket, too. How to get over the Miami Marlins.
I wonder if Derek Jeter... do you think Derek Jeter's ever going to get over in Miami?
Well, look, you know, this is how the Astros did it. The Astros tore everything down and then built from the ground up. So we've seen it work before. And I'm not saying that this is going to work. We've also seen, you know... The Pirates not being in the playoffs for 20 years. The Royals were terrible for a long time until they won. The Mets haven't been good in a long time. You know, the Twins have been bad for a while. The Braves have been middling for a while. So, you know, it doesn't work out all the time. But, you know, the Marlins have won two titles. They've sold off before. We've seen this stuff happen. So this isn't new, especially with Miami. I don't know why people are so surprised this time.
Yeah, it's totally odd. I mean, baseball in general has been odd as well. Just, you know, I'm not spending a ton of time on it, but there have been massive rumors that have been sitting out there. The Manny Machado stuff. Did you hear about this too? That Manny Machado, there's like five or six offers that are out there from many teams. And the Orioles are considering pulling him off of the market because one of the big things that's going on is that management, there's rumors that management don't think they're going to be able to get the trade approved by the owner. I think that's like crazy.
So Manny Machado is no longer on the block is what you're saying.
They're not. No, that has not been confirmed, especially because another piece of news that happened today, their closer, Zach Britton, he ruptured his right ACL. Working out. Today
is California. ACL. Oh, okay. I think I wrote it on our sheet wrong. And I thought I put Achilles.
6 months.
Man, yeah, that's brutal. That's a brutal blow. I'm kind of surprised. Like, if you're not going to trade Manny Machado, sign him to the deal, right? Sign him to an extension. So, it doesn't make any sense to hold on to a guy for 1 year when you know you can go get something decent for him right now this second. Because the value is going to just get lower and lower because, you know, the rental is less and less and less.
Yeah, so. it is really odd. Last thing before we go to break, because we'll come back, we're going to do some more fantasy football talk. But Evan Longoria, traded to the San Francisco Giants, Christian Arroyo going. What do you think about that trade? Long time Evan Longoria to the Rays. It's going to be weird seeing him as a Giant. Do you like this for his fantasy value?
I think it... I think it crosses off. I think it's a lateral move as far as fantasy value goes for Evan Longoria, because he goes to a little bit of a better lineup. You could say with the Giants, even though they were bad last year, they get some pieces back this year. But the ballpark is so much worse in San Francisco. So I think it's a lateral move for Evan Longoria.
Yeah, it'll be odd. It's going to be weird seeing him in a brand new place, but traded to the San Francisco Giants. And that is probably one of a few moves that are still going to be going on. So you can check out the ITL Fantasy Baseball Podcast if you want to hear more about that. But we'll be back. We got fantasy football talk, Christmas talk. Don't go anywhere. It's In This League. We'll be back.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Who the heck are you?
What are you talking about?
It's In This League.
No, you're not.
Why, of course I am.
You disgust me. How can you live with yourself?
Just cool it, Zippy.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Look, I'm not kidding.
You're a fake. You stink.
I think you're going to have a good Christmas, all right?
You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like...
In This League.
Poor Artie. Did you see Artie is in trouble again?
Again? What did he do now?
That guy. I just addiction, man. I don't know. He had something. It was man, what was it? Something with cops. Just the guy's just a train wreck. Artie. He's a funny guy, you know, and so self-aware that he just continuously destroys his life. Artie Lang is what I'm talking about, of course.
Man.
Hey, Merry Christmas! Brutal. Merry Christmas!
Yeah, geez.
Merry substance
Way
abuse.
To bring it down. Merry
sorry about
substance
that.
Abuse. Welcome so to the Johnny Manziel Hour.
Eh, I feel bad for you. Going back, by the way, talking about our movies, there's a new number two. Christmas Vacation is going to win with this. 45% okay. of the audience are intelligent people.
I mean, that's fine.
People.
I love Christmas Vacation. It's an excellent movie. Love it.
Yeah, it's one of the best. But Die Hard is number two.
Die Hard
over Christmas Story
I
and Home
like
Alone.
All those movies. Yeah. Okay. All the movies are great. Do for you whatever have, reason, you hate Home Alone, mainly because I picked it. But
I don't. I don't. It's, a good movie it's actually it's a good movie. I just didn't think of it. Like when you say Christmas movie, I didn't immediately go, oh, Home Alone. I just it was like fourth or fifth. Like you had to say Home Alone. I was like, oh yeah, okay, I'm with that. Christmas specials. You ever get down with Christmas specials?
Rudolph, like the original Rudolph, just has always been my jam since I was a kid.
So. Boy, I'll tell you though, the weird animation is super freaky. Like, I remember.
Does it creep you out?
It's. Have you watched it recently?
Yeah, I like it still.
It's super creepy. Now it's like that stop go animation, and the abominable snowman is super freaking creepy. And I was watching it with my kid, and he was like really excited to watch it. And we were watching it, and he's like, I don't know about this. And I was like, yeah, I'm not really sure about this either. We could watch something.
Pavona
else
is talking
want.
About how much he hates the McAllister family in our chat.
Pavona, get on it. Why do you hate the McAllisters? Just
are you kidding me? They might be the most
Buzz,
awful.
Your girlfriend.
Woof. They might just be the most horrible human beings ever. I mean ever. The uncle is an absolute scumbag creep.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
No, yeah, that's true. Forget to just what that. Buzz, I'm not even going to get into that. What? And you know what? For that matter, what family lets their son get a pet tarantula?
Agreed.
Yeah,
well,
sure. Oh, God. Can you imagine if your kid wants a tarantula the well?
If you lived in Florida. Yeah,
not only that, do you know that
you lived in Florida?
Do you know the theory about the father? Excuse me, Peter McAllister, the father.
No,
that he might be. Please. That he might be an accountant for the Chicago Mafia. That's why he has all this money. To, you know, take his entire family first class to Paris.
Was this a
they
prequel
do seem
to like
pretty
Ozark?
Trashy.
Yeah, this sounds like Ozark. Like that's where Jason Bateman got the idea, if that's true.
Can you imagine if Ozark was filmed with the McAllisters? Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be great. All right, but Pavona, what's your jam? What's your Christmas special? I imagine you have you have got a good collection.
Which
I'm like,
Disney special?
I'm just agreeing with Bogdan. I'm like, yeah, Rudolph, that's a good one.
I'm gonna take out Mickey's A Christmas Carol then for this one. I have to go with anything that's made by from South Park or from Family Guy. They're all great. Literally every
Why
single
can
one.
I South Park one with special. All the songs is what actually what I watch every single year.
Well, I kind of watch South these Park movies Christmas special.
Yeah, it's a Christmas special with Mr. Hankey, and they're singing all the songs.
Number one.
Remember,
that might be number one, right?
What's the counselor, Mr. Mackey? He's singing Ding Dong and Kai. Ding Dong and Kai.
That's pretty good. Okay, I'm with it. So, okay, that I can get down with those Christmas specials.
Sweet
can't get down.
All seem to say,
that's it. Turn it up.
That is their song. Joyful ring. All caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising a sound. Oh, here and there, telling their tale. Daily they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 sweet silver bells all seem to say ding dong and clang. On they send
ding dong, okay.
Their joyful to every home. Ding,
very
dong,
very good. That,
ding dong.
Oh, it's still going, Jesus.
I mean, I can get that. This is all stuff before they did any of their musicals.
That's a good point.
So this is kind of like their outlet.
It was brought to my attention to not bring up there was a Star Wars Christmas special.
Yeah, there was.
You want to talk about that? Star Wars Christmas special or The Last Jedi? Pick one.
The Last Jedi.
Pavana, do you remember the Star Wars Christmas special?
I do. I wish I didn't.
Get to go
was
see.
Was it at the Ewoks?
No. It was Chewbacca's family. You go to Kashyyyk and you see all of Chewbacca's family. And aren't they like wearing pants for some reason?
Yeah, everyone except Chewie.
Yeah, they're all wearing pants except Chewie. Chewie's just naked.
It kind of reminded me of Harry and the Hendersons.
A little bit. Yeah, it was definitely creepy and weird.
Like the opposite,
and they're
though.
All singing.
I'm looking at pictures. This is I don't know if this is a baby Chewbacca. It literally is Harry and the Henderson as a little baby. That's like they just use the exact same stuff. Is this for real? I know I've heard of it. Never looked at screenshots.
Dude, George Lucas is so embarrassed by it. He took all the VHSs and destroyed them. All of them and destroyed them. So you have to like find it on YouTube or something now. Like it's very, very disturbing.
Because you're the biggest Star Wars nerd. Where did you say they go? Kashyyyk?
Kashyyyk is Chewie's home planet. I think they go to Kashyyyk. To be honest with you, I don't think I've seen the Star Wars special all the way through.
Kashyyyk sounds like something Mark Hamill might have been putting up his nose during the special.
Kashyyyk
is what I'm saying. Kashyyyk? Either way, any of them. This is fascinating. I think we should do a live stream watching this special.
Do you want to lose viewers?
Twitch?
Do you want to lose listeners?
We've got a paid ITL army. I think we need to do it. I think we need to do a live stream watching the Star Wars Christmas special. It can't be more than like 30 minutes, right?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's a while.
It's about an hour and a half long.
Yeah.
I'm looking,
it's a Star Wars thing. Come on. So you could probably cut an hour out of it.
Oh my God, this is incredible. The screen, go, someone search this. Go look at the GIFs of this. This is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. It doesn't seem real. It's so real. Oh my God. Okay. All right. This is not good. It's not good radio here. That is incredible. All right. So, Chris, thank you, Pavona. And this conversation, we took it to the Star Wars Christmas special. Oh, it's 2 hours?
I bet it's 2 hours, man.
I can't do that to myself. I just saw The Last Jedi. And that thing was like, I mean, I enjoyed it. I'm not like everybody else. I enjoyed the movie, but I needed it to end 30 minutes before it ended. It was too much.
Yeah. I can't imagine like if you needed to pee at the end of the movie and just thinking, all right, it's got to be 10 more minutes. And then you probably had to leave at the best part. But What do you say we talk about some of these matchups for championship week, the Welsh? What do you say?
Let's do it. All right, what do you got?
Well, last week we were 11-5 against the spread for you, 7-8 on the over-under. I was 10-6. You were 7-8 on the over-under. It was actually, we can't be proud of our against the spread pick because it was the third week since the merger that every single favorite hit on the line. Every single one. So if you pick the favorite, you won on all those matchups. Hello? The Welsh? The Welsh is gone! Bavona, he is gone. He is no longer with us. See you, the Welsh.
It's funny. All of a sudden, I'm like, how is it that he's not saying anything about this? And I just totally lost him.
I'm like,
I mean, listen,
is he stunned into silence?
I, you know something? I think he decided to go watch the special again. I think secretly he really wanted to see that.
I think that's what it is. Do you want to make some picks for the Welsh?
I can try and make some picks. I can try and make a pick and see if he's watching the special or not. The over-under that he's watching it.
Well, yeah. Well, what do you think? Over-under he's watching it.
I'm going to have to give it what?
I give it 3-1. He's watching it on YouTube right now.
Well, I think the over-under should be how long of it does he watch? That's the question.
Oh, how long does he last? That's a good one, too. I would say probably about a half hour
I'm going under. I'm going under. I think he'd be done. You know something? He'll probably be calling back in within, like, the last, like, 1 minute here that we have. And he'll be like, oh, guys, I'm sorry. I did go try and watch it. I watched about 15 seconds of it, and I realized I would rather be talking with you guys.
No, he doesn't want to see all of the Wookiees in pants. I get that. Well, pick this one for him. It's the Colts at Baltimore. This is one of the Saturday games. Indy is kind of packing it in. They got destroyed by the Broncos and Brock Osweiler on Thursday Night Football. But that means extra time to prep. But it's on the road. Baltimore's favored by 13.5. Over-under is 41, Bavona. What do you think on that one?
I'm going to go with the under. I mean, obviously, Baltimore has just been nothing more than a defensive, probably one of the better defensive, more underrated defensive teams in the NFL. And like you said, the Colts have pretty much they've just packed up. They're done. I think Chuck Pagano's gone. I think they're all gone anyway. And I can see Baltimore not necessarily putting up a lot of points in this game. That's really just the way I look at it.
So you got the under. What about the 13.5 points?
No. I'm sorry. I think Baltimore – you know what the funny thing is? I still think the Colts maybe keep it close. 10.
All right. So you're going to go with the Colts and the under. I got it. All right. Yep. Well, I hope the Welsh likes that pick because that's what he's getting for disappearing. So – we'll see you when we come back after this break. Is Welsh going to return, or is he watching that Star Wars special? I don't know. We'll see you right after this.
Hey, it's Tony Sicada telling you about a new show, Fantasy Football Rewind. Catch it late night on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Starts at 1 a.m. on the East Coast, 10 p.m. on the West Coast. It's 2 hours of fantasy football action. I'll give you all the latest news in fantasy football. I'll talk about all the things that happen on the channel throughout the day. I'll tell you who's right, who's wrong. Fantasy Football Rewind. If you can't stay up that late, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Fantasy Football Rewind.
Hold it right there.
It's In This League.
I knew it was you. I could smell you getting off the elevator. You was here last night, too, wasn't you? You was here, and you were smooching with...
In This League.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
That's right. Welcome back to In This League on FNTSY, you filthy animals. We are joined on the Star Wars Holiday Special guest line by Christopher Welsh. The Welsh, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Why does everything hate me? Why is the Christmas special, does something go wrong? We're mid-conversation knocked out. I'm very disappointed.
Oh, yeah,
I'm assuming it was George Lucas. I think that there's probably something in the ethers You know, George Lucas probably got it set up with Bill Gates where if the words Star Wars Christmas special are said in the same sentence, they immediately just disconnect connections to the internet for those people.
Well, he can afford it now. He sold Lucasfilm, so he can do whatever he wants now. So you were a victim of the George Lucas anatomy.
I mean, that's
Lucas,
what
how,
I'm...
How do you say? How do you combine Lucas and Illuminati?
The Lucanonomy.
Lucanonomy. See? Yeah, see, it just doesn't sound right. Well, we were talking about the picks before your computer crashed or your internet went down or George Lucas eliminated you from the face of the earth, however that was happening.
It was the latter.
I said that you were 11-5 against the spread. I was 10-6 against the spread, but we can't be proud of it because it was the third week since the NFL-AFL merger that all of the favorites hit. Every favorite hit in the NFL.
Wow, for real?
For real, yeah. Third time ever that it happened. So we were good, but we're just picking a bunch of favorites. So we actually weren't that good. So even when we're good, we're still not that good. So Bavona and I talked about the Colts and the Ravens, and I picked Baltimore and the under, and you picked Indy and the under because he was picking for you because you were gone. So I hope you like that pick.
Oh, Jesus, for real?
Indy and the under. So
that's
it's already
what I
got
stuck with. Great, Pavona.
Yeah, tough. So it's that. And if you don't like that, too bad. Wookie pants for you. How about Minnesota Great. At Green Bay? Minnesota is favored by 9 points, the Welsh. Over under is 40.5. We know Aaron Rodgers went to the injured reserve. So Brett Hundley back on the scene. Joe Callahan picked up and added to the active roster. So we kind of thought that this might happen. We talked about it a little bit on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast earlier this week that if they get booted, Aaron Rodgers has a good shot to go to the IR because he just did not look right last week. But Minnesota by 9 against Green Bay. Green Bay is at home. What do you think? Do they have a shot?
I mean, I would have to say at this point, I mean, my thought process is the Packers are just done. You know, they get Rodgers back for one game, playoff hopes. It's all destroyed. He goes back to the IR. I have to say that team, there's a defeat like no other. And Minnesota is they're playing for something. Case Keenum's still doing his business. I would expect a big day from Adam Thielen, which should make people happy that are in their fantasy championship. And I even like Latavius Murray. I actually like most Vikings. I would be starting all the Vikings I possibly could this week if it made sense for my roster. And I'm not worried about that 9, so I'm going to take Minnesota. What was the over? Over under
40.5.
I'm actually going to take Minnesota and the under.
And the under. You know, I hate to agree with you because it seems like the weeks that we agree, it doesn't work. But I'm also going to take Minnesota and the under. I think Green Bay is going to go full on Cincinnati here, full on Cleveland. They don't have much to play for. So, I mean, Cleveland has something to play for. Do you know, I think we said this last week, right, that there have been more Star Wars movies since December 2015 than Cleveland Browns wins. So, speaking of Star Wars. Tampa Bay at Carolina. Carolina is minus 10. The over-under is 46.5 lawsuits for Jerry Richardson. What do you think about this game? Tampa Bay at Carolina. Tampa Bay played tough last week, even though they don't have much to play for.
What were the lines again?
Carolina by 10, over under 46.5.
Oh boy. Well, I mean, by that, I don't think I can take. I'm gonna go Tampa, and I kind of like the over on this. Yeah, I'm gonna go Tampa in the over.
You know, Tampa played hard last week. I don't know if I'm buying that. They did look better. You know, Jameis Winston, I was kind of questioning whether he might be a bust, but he looked better. He seemed to improve, but I'm going to take Carolina. But I am going to go with you on the over on this one because I think Tampa Bay's offense is at least clicking. It looks like, you know, Mike Evans isn't going to be one of those, man, I just can't start him because he's been bad a bunch of weeks in a row because he finally got it right and looked good last week. So even though he pushed off like 50 times, I don't know if you watched any of that Monday Night Football game, but he got 2 offensive pass interference calls. It's like, dude, you're 6'6". You don't need to push off. Just jump up. Come on. Cleveland at Chicago. Chicago's favored by 6.5. The over-under is 38 points. Very, very low. Can Cleveland pull off a win? Nah, they only got two chances left.
Yeah, run me the numbers again.
Chicago by 6.5. Over-under 38. Very, very low on the over-under.
Oh.
Both these offenses are pathetic, though. But Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon is he's a factor here. I am gonna go 6.5 is a lot for this dumb game. No, but I'm team no Cleveland win. I'm gonna go Chicago and what would you say it was 38?
38, yeah.
Oh Christ. I'm gonna take the over. Maybe it's gonna be a messy game.
You know what? I'm going to go over with you because I think that that's just too low. These defenses aren't playing that great. And I'm going to take Cleveland. I'm going to take Cleveland against the spread. They're trying to get that one win. I mean, you just want one win. You don't want to match the 2008 Detroit Lions. So,
you really think they're going to get that win?
I don't know if they'll get that win, but I think they'll play hard enough to at least beat the spread. Come within a touchdown. So this could be a field goal game, that kind of thing. And I think Cleveland could win it. I think... If they do win it, I don't think they're going to win next week against Pittsburgh. So I think this is the one that they see that they can get. They really need it. So I'm going to take Cleveland and the over. How about Detroit at Cincinnati, the Welsh? Detroit is favored only by 5 points, even though we talked about, you know, how Cincinnati has kind of given up. When Marvin Lewis was asked if he would like to come back, do you know what his answer was?
Sure.
Sure. Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly
what a rousing speech from your head coach. Sure.
Sure. Over under 43.5. Detroit favored by 5. I mean, I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to take Detroit and I'm going to take the over in this one because I think they stomped Cincinnati.
Yeah, you're really playing for a playoff this week. Yeah, I do think Detroit. Yeah, I'm going to go with you. Yeah, I'm going to go with you. Detroit. I'm going to go Detroit in the over.
Okay. Yeah, I like it. And I like playing all your Lions, kind of like the Welsh said with Minnesota. I like playing Golden Tate. I like, even in a deeper league, Kenny Golladay as a flex could be a decent option. Eric Ebron's been catching stuff recently. And Matthew Stafford should be a really good matchup. Banged up secondary more than anything in Cincinnati. Miami at the Kansas City Chiefs, the Welsh. Kansas City is favored by 10.5. They're looking way more like that front of the season Kansas City team that we saw beat New England at home. The over under is 43.5 points on this one. What do you think? Miami and Kansas City.
I think this is one of those Kansas City route games. I think Kansas City can cover that spread, and I don't think Miami needs or will be on that front of scoring a whole bunch. I mean, Jay Cutler is just a joke. So I'm going to actually go Kansas City and what was that? What was the over-under again?
43.5.
I'm going to go under. I'm going to go Kansas City in the under.
Man, I don't like it because I am doing the exact same thing. Kansas City in under. I don't think Miami has anything in this game. That's a tough game in a cold-weather city on the road. I don't like it for Miami at all. Buffalo at the lucky New England Patriots. New England favored by 11.5. Over under 47. They have not been hitting those lines. The Patriots haven't. But this one looks like it might be. I don't know. Like Buffalo can play them hard. What do you think of this one? I'll let you go first on this one.
I am gonna go. Oh man, I like New England in the over. I think New England is gonna come out. I think they're going to come out swinging. I think this is a big game to set themselves up for Week 17. I'm going to go New England in the over.
You know what? I'm going to go with you on the over because I think New England's going to score a bunch of points. But their defenses look bad, man. They gave up that 70-yarder to Juju at the end of the game. Their defense doesn't look like a normal Patriots defense. And that's what Bill Belichick's forte is, too. I think they're banged up. And they're going to give up some points. So I'm going to take Buffalo, but I'm also going to go with the over. Let's get one more in before the break here, the Welsh. Atlanta at New Orleans. New Orleans favored by 5.5 points. Highest over of the week at 52.5 points. What do you think? I'll tell you right now. I'm going to take New Orleans because Atlanta seems so hit or miss to me. They almost coughed one up against Tampa Bay. I'm going to take New Orleans. I'm going to go under on this one, too. I think that 52.5 is just too much.
Really? I'm going to go exact.
They play themselves hard.
I'm going to go exact opposite. I'm going to go Atlanta in the over. I do think that I think New Orleans can win. I think our boy Drew Brees can win, but I think Atlanta keeps it right there, and I'm going to go Atlanta and the over.
All right. Well, we'll be back for the last segment of the ITL Christmas special. That's what we're gonna do because I have pants on just like all the Wookiees in the Kashyyyk Star Wars Holiday Special. So we'll be right back to wrap this one up. See you guys in a little bit.
This league.
Not a big Christmas caroler guy. We should go get on people's private property, and we should sing.
As long as you're Christmas caroling while you're hammered, then who cares? It's a lot of fun.
Okay. I mean, okay, anything being hammered is fun, so by that standard, anything would work.
I bet cutting your toes off isn't fun, even when you're hammered.
Is that a big drunk
you
thing?
You just said anything.
Like, hey.
Wednesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's in this league.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Kiss my ass. Kiss.
In this league.
His ass. Kiss your ass. Happy Hanukkah.
I love it. See, there you go. Christmas Vacation, which, of course, won the poll in a stunning round. I'm not even going to go over percentages with you, the Welsh. Congratulations. Your movie won. My movie lost.
Yeah. Big win.
Talking about some of these over-unders before we get out of here and get ready for Christmas and all of the festivities that we have going on over in this league. We're going to get drunk and open up presents, the Welsh. That's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
That is going to be very fun, actually. And everyone might be able to even tune into it. Usually we do these things for the ITL Army, which is our most loyal and listeners that make In This League possible. But for this special, we may... We won't make it podcast available, but the video version will most likely be for everybody. So go to patreon.com/ITL Army. You can find links at endthisleague.com to our Patreon, and people can watch us get a little tipsy, sing some Christmas carols, and open up presents from our wonderful listeners.
It's going to be so much fun. Closing out these games for Championship Week, we both like the Chargers and the over. That would be the Chargers over the Jets by 6.5, and the over under is 42. We both also like the Rams over the Titans. We're taking the road teams here, but they just look so much better than the teams are playing. Rams in the over, that's the Rams favored by 6.5, and the over under is 48 on the road at Tennessee. We both like Jacksonville and the over against San Francisco, also on the road. And that is 42. Man, we're taking a lot of road teams here, the Welsh. I don't know if I like this. Giants at the Cardinals. We both like the Giants in the under. That's the Cardinals are favored by 3.5. Over-under is 40. Even with Drew Stanton coming back, they don't look very good. Pittsburgh at Houston. Pittsburgh's favored by 9.5. Over-under is 44. We're both taking Pittsburgh in the under. The couple games we disagree on. Denver at Washington. Washington's favored by 3.5. The over-under is 40.5. I like Washington and the under. Well, you like Denver and the over. You're a big Paxton Lynch guy, or is this because the Redskins have looked so bad?
Yeah, Redskins have looked so bad. C.J. Anderson got back on track. Your boy, you talked about Demaryius Thomas. They're kind of back on track. There's still a defense that they're working with. And Kirk Cousins is, he's not there, man. I think Denver is going to be able – I think they're going to play the season out hard, regardless of their ridiculous joke of a quarterback, and I think they'll be able to. I think they'll be able to pull out the win.
Yeah, you might be right on that one. You like Dallas in the over against Seattle. I like Dallas in the under. It's Dallas by 5. The over under is 47, and I like Philly in the under. You like Philly in the over. They are playing against Oakland. That's Philly by 9. And the over.
I'm getting a little overy under. This week. Little
it is
overy.
47. A little overy, but I mean, hey, these defenses are tired. There's guys on the IR. A lot of points are getting scored, so I don't really blame you. But we hope that you guys are going to have a great holiday season. We know we are. We hope Bavona is too. Of course, Bavona, we love you. We hope your Christmas is great.
Merry
and,
Christmas,
go
guys.
Get
Bhavana, you are a Christmas present. You are our
That's
Christmas
right.
present.
I just want a picture of a bow on your head and tweet it to us, please.
I can do that. You know something? My girlfriend will help, be glad to help with that one.
Bhavana, what do you yes. want for Christmas? What's the number one thing you want for Christmas?
Besides, like, the peace on earth stuff and things like that, what do I want this year?
Did you say in this league Monday through Friday?
Yes. Yes, I did. I did. I want okay. in this league Monday through Friday, and I want to be your producer for that.
That's yes. what we want, too.
That's a deal. That's a deal. Well, I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas, Bogman.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
I want to know what a catch is in the NFL. That's what I want to know.
Okay. Well, I want a computer that works or a board that works, and I want to be able to do the show not from my phone. So, Merry Christmas to everybody.
We wrapped it up. Have a great holiday. Go win a championship. Let us know about it on the Twitter machine, and we will see you guys next week. Have a Merry Christmas, everyone.
Ho, ho, ho!